Well, the Grand Champion Extemporaneous Speaker was just named, and her name is Annalee Whitty, and she is from Indiana. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your background.
Well, of course, I love my Hoosier State, Indiana. In fact, this year I have the opportunity to serve as an FFA State Officer as Secretary. I'm really excited about my year of service. It's always been a dream of mine to be a State Officer, but even more than that, it's always been a dream of mine to speak in Finals Hall at National Convention, and it's really crazy when your wildest dreams come true. I feel kind of out of breath right now. But I've grown up in an FFA family. My dad was an FFA ag advisor, and my mom grew up very closely related to career and technical organizations. So it's been a part of my blood, and it's been something I'm really passionate about throughout my entire middle school and high school career.
Now let's talk about extemporaneous speaking, because that's what you're the winner of this year at the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo. Talk about the process here at National FFA Convention of the different rounds.
Definitely. So when I came into this, extemp was not exactly my very best thing. I had always focused on prepared, so this was all new for me. So first of all, there's a prelim where you're in a room with eight other people, and they only take two people out of this preliminary room. So I was fortunate enough to make it out with the topic of what are innovative ways that farmers and ranchers can market their products at a local and national level. So that was very exciting, because then you're automatically a silver emblem participant, which is great. And then you move on to round two, which is a semi round. There are two rooms in semis, and only two people make it out of each room again. So in this round, I had the topic of what biotechnology advancement would have the greatest impact on production ag in the next 50 years. That was a lot of fun to talk about. And again, I was picked to move out of that room. Very exciting, into the top four. And then you give a speech the next day in the finals hall, which is very prestigious, where I talked about whether or not genetically modified foods have the same nutritive value and quality to foods that had not been modified. And everything went well, because I'm sitting here talking to you.
Very good. Now, you just listed off the different topics that you presented on. There's a wide range of those, and as well as agriculture issues out there. How do you prepare for something like extemporaneous speaking?
Well, first of all, you put together a binder. You're allowed up to five resources with you in the prep room. So what I did was I had four binders with resources, such as articles that I had found off the internet and put into the binders. And then I had one book, which was the Food and Farm Facts book from the American Farm Bureau. Great read. Recommend it for everybody. And so you just study those materials that are in your binder, and you really know them like the back of your hand, so you can find them quickly. And then you practice giving speeches, but really it's luck of the draw, and I was just incredibly blessed the last 2 days.
Talk about how it felt to be up on that stage and hear your name be called.
Well, it was nerve-wracking, because start from the bottom up, so that's scary. And then when second place was called, I knew she was an amazing speaker, so I just felt so lucky, and I was pretty much out of breath, and I could feel my heart pounding, and I was just so excited. And I could see one of my teammates from State Officer Team down in front of me taking pictures, and he was so happy for me, and I was just, it was great.
What advice would you share with a younger FFA member who's just starting out doing these speaking competitions?
I would say that the most important thing you can do is realize that not every speech is going to be perfect, and it's okay to stray from your script a little bit. In fact, that's what good speakers do. Good speakers don't write down a script and follow every single word. They write down a bullet point, and they tell a story from their heart, and that's really important. And the more speeches you give, the better you'll get. So any opportunity you get to get up in front of a crowd and give a speech, that's a great opportunity to have. So take it, and you'll become a great speaker.
Who are some folks that you want to thank for your success today?
Well, first of all, got to praise the Lord Jesus, because I was praying the whole time. Second of all, my mom. My mom has been a big part of influencing me as a speaker, and she put me in speaking contests since I was in third grade. That was kind of a big deal for me. That's really what got me here. Both of my advisors, all three of my advisors, actually, Ms. Schilling, Mr. Jacobs, and Ms. Williams, Ms. Neighbors, Mr. Hayes, and Mr. Martin, all who work for either Eastern Hancock or Indiana FFA, have played an integral role, and, you know, all my friends and family have supported me along the way.
Very good. Is there anything else you want to add?
I just feel so blessed to be here. You know, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and like I said earlier, it's pretty crazy what happens when your wildest dreams come true. I can remember going to Finals Hall and watching those speakers prepared and extemporaneous and thinking, maybe I can do that someday, and I was lucky enough to get the opportunity.
That was Annalee Whitty. She's from the Eastern Hancock FFA chapter in Indiana. She is our first place in the extemporaneous speaking. Reporting at the 88th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Bryce Duskett.